Hi everyone, this is Mariana. Welcome to your WOW Wrap. As we prepare our hearts for the festive season, let's ask God to help us reflect on 2020 and show us the things that are hindering us from growing spiritually, areas in our lives that need adjustment. Let's ask Him to quieten our hearts and clear the way for all that He has planned for us in 2021. But most of all, let us give thanks and praise our Heavenly Father for being our solid foundation in every season of life. Regardless of the ups or downs, the highs or lows, the gains or losses, one thing remains. God is good and faithful. He is our firm foundation, our shepherd. His timing is perfect, and His loving kindness endures forever. Our scripture for today is from Ecclesiastes 3 verses 1 to 8. There is a season, a time appointed for everything, and a time for every delight and event or purpose under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to uproot what is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to throw away stones and a time to gather stones. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to search and a time to give up as lost. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear apart and a time to sew together. A time to keep silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. So let us be determined this week to embrace every season in our lives. As we reflect upon our 2020 season, may we ask God to show us which life balls we may have dropped, those areas where we didn't excel or perhaps gave up on or didn't pay enough attention to. Let's ask Him to reveal to us the areas and things we need to let go, the obstacles in our way, so that we can move forward, growing in our faith and into all our Lord has created us to be. Let's ask God to give us an eternal perspective on the blessing of having Him as our rock-solid foundation. Let's ask Jesus to fill us afresh every morning with His life-giving water that sustains us. Let's ask the Holy Spirit to lead and direct us in each and every season, so that we may understand our purpose as we move from one to the next. May we also recognize and acknowledge the individuals God has placed in our paths in each season, so that their lives will be blessed by the fruit of our obedience. Yes, we all felt some loss during 2020, but God has a greater plan. When we are firmly planted, deeply rooted, and soundly built upon God's solid foundation, our lives can represent Him and lead others to the truth and good news of the gospel. That is when we experience our Lord, our good shepherd, our source of rest, our provider, the one who loves and comforts us, the one that holds time and seasons in the palm of His hands. So may we allow our Father God to grow bigger and bigger in the seasons of our lives, so that His light and glory can shine brighter than ever before. May we all be trees, putting down our roots by living waters, blooming in season, not fearing being barren, and always rejoicing in the One, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. As for in and through Him, we lack nothing. Now, Let us stand united as we pray together.
Dear Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for who you are in our lives, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you are cornerstone, that you are the chief person that is in our lives, that we are depending on, that we are growing in, and that our foundation is built on. We love you so much, Jesus. I pray for each person. Each of them has a different story, Lord. Each of them are going through different things. But right now, Lord, we thank you, God, that we can rely on you. We thank you, Lord, that you're depositing things in our life, God, that we pray, Lord, will not be removed, that will stay within us, that will grow, and that we will be able to depend on you 100% going into this new season, into 2021 and beyond. We love you so much, God. We're so grateful for all that you've done for us.
Lord, thank you that you are willing and that you are want to be our coach, that you want to help us to handle life situations the correct way. You want to learn as how to trust you. Lord, thank you that you are a good coach. Help us to and show us, Lord, open our eyes that we can see which balls we always miss or always hit the wrong way. Open our eyes that we can see patterns in our lives, the Egypts in our lives, that we can change our behavior, that we can focus on that what you want us to do and not focus on the things we want to fall back on, like the Egypt of the Egypt Israelites. We pray, Lord, that you will be with us in this festive season. And Lord, thank you for this opportunity to pray together.
Father God, thank you that you are good. Thank you that you are faithful. Thank you, Lord, that you stand unmoved, unshaken, and unchanged in all of your ways. Thank you, Father God, for being our good shepherd. And thank you that in you and through you, we lack no good thing. Come and let us read and pray Psalm 23 over us today.
The Lord is my shepherd, and I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his namesake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil and my cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Keep safe, be blessed, and have the most wonderful week.